I believe he was from Arkansas, as far as I can remember. And then he moved to New Orleans, and he had a rooming house there. And because my daddy said he knew him before he came over here. And my daddy was still kind of young, you know. So he bought that whole section of land back in there, all the way between here and Pocky, all the way across the road and all that. The people had it before. I don't know what they did, went bankrupt or something. But anyhow, he bought the whole thing back in there. Man, there's acres and acres back in there. That belongs to Gus Baldwin and them now. So he flew around and raised silk over there, man. He had a big place there. Big shed. He planted a whole lot of mulberry trees, you know, that's what they eat, the leaves on mulberries.
Yeah.
And had a bunch of people picking them leaves off of them trees and all that. He had about 35 cats around there. Keep the rats away. They didn't have that like decon them days. But that was something pretty to see. How that worm would work and make that silk. They were kind of egg like an oblong, like round, just pretty round. He'd be working that silk around there. You put that worm inside that cocoon. And first thing you know, that thing is a butterfly when it comes out of there. It'll cut a hole through there and come out, and it's a butterfly. Well, you gotta know when to get that silk off before it cuts it and all that. And he'd ship it somewhere, I don't know where. He knew all that, you know. And he used to go around, way around that way, to go to the store and to the post office. So one day he asked my daddy if he could, if he'd cut a road through there, and my daddy would let him put a bridge right here. It was nothing but a branch there, a slough like. And my daddy told him yes. He said, you can go ahead. So he had all this through here, right under Junior's shed over there, this brick over there, where he used to carry brick, haul bricks with his horse and wagon, and wherever that road was bad. And he had a little Model T Ford truck he'd pass, and man, he'd be bogged down every time he'd pass through there. And they'd be carrying bricks, and they got bricks all along in there, where you'd go right straight to that store over there. And first thing you know, he went bankrupt. Well, before he done all that, they had a big clubhouse he had bought over there at the lake. And he was going to try to get people to come stay over there, you know, about a week, spend a day and all that, charge them so much. He had outboard motor and skiff and all that. He'd take them out there. So one of my cousins was staying out there. Well, two. One of them was my brother-in-law, and then one of my cousins. They'd stay over there and watch the place. So I was over there one day with my cousin, and he had cut his foot with an axe. They had a wood store, and he was chopping wood, and he cut his foot, so I was fooling around on the lake there, fishing crabs. So I went and stayed, sleep with him a few nights. And he got a bunch from Bogalusa that was going to spend the week over there, and he was taking them over there, and between the bayou and the clubhouse, it goes out in deep water. The old man come over there and try to get in over there at the clubhouse and sunk. Boy, you talk about a mess, I'm telling you. And people had all that clues, wit and everything. So